Time for this week's Message in the Bottle, brought to you by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company at 86 Hammond Street in downtown Bangor. Eric Meehan joins us. Hello there, Eric.
Why, Rich, I didn't realize you were such a New Zealand metal fan.
I am. I'm all over it.
Preeminent New Zealand metal band, Shihad, as my intro.
My nickname for years has been Kiwi Headbanger.
I think that's a great Twitter handle, I think.
I'm not sure, but the more I think about it, it does kind of roll off the tongue. But look, let's get to the important stuff first. How is Greta?
Yes, sir. Oh. Greta.
Mister, I will never get a dog. Not me, sir.
Never. Never, ever. Greta is fine. Greta is my new Corgi Shepherd mix.
She's beautiful, by the way.
No, she's great. It's like one of those things, you know. The reason I was never going to get a dog is because pretty much every dog out there was the round peg in the square hole, and it just happened. You can hear my cats meowing in the background. We're keeping them separated and in slow introduction. That was fun. I've never seen you see all these memes out there with cats, like with just crazy, wonderful expressions, such that you can put any sort of, you know, amount of words to them. The two cats at the top of the stairs upon first encountering, and you know, this was a crated dog at the time, so it wasn't just like she was loose. The expressions on their face were nothing so much as "you B-word, how could you?" It was really, it was indignant. It was like, I thought we had a thing, an understanding. What?
This is our house.
Really,
how dare you?
Camera. It was. This was not in the contract. You know, you didn't tell me you were going to draft Jalen Hurts in the second round. So that's, you know, but honestly, for some odd reason, our family is so good at actually adopting animals and incorporating them into our lives, that we're almost impatient. We're like, the cats and dog aren't like perfect friends already. It's been like a day and a half, but it's like, this is how we roll. But yeah, no, it was, you know, it was, Greta is a sweet little dog, and it was one of those things. I met her, and my manager, Morgan, had been just, you know, speaking about, Morgan will kidnap any dog willingly, but this one, she was really talking about in a different way. And I met her, and everyone was like, oh my God, she doesn't even take to men, and she's already like rolling over and letting you pet her belly sort of thing. And so, yeah, I went home and I said, hey, Christine, I know we were never going to get a dog, but how about a dog? And she was not thrilled. You know, we ultimately what it is terrible dogs, right? Like, we all know terrible dogs. Terrible dogs are the worst. And we've, in our various families, had some dogs that, you know, for whatever reason, didn't get trained well or whatever. And you're just like, you know what? You make life worse when you're around. But Greta doesn't. So there you are.
That's wonderful.
And this is my, you know, especially at this time of year when gifts of animals are being given, go to a shelter, folks.
Yes.
Save an animal. Don't use, I mean, I know the days of the puppy mills are less, but it's like, honestly, it's go rescue an animal, you know.
Rescue dogs are the best. They're awesome.
So anyway, why are we here? We're here to talk about wine. Oh, by the way, I heard your interview with Bob Cutler before, and I just can't. Sorry, I'm giving the please stop squeezing all the dog treats to sign of I'm going to. You know, it's amazing. The kids really were quiet for like the preceding 45 minutes. That's all right. Speaking of Bob Cutler, I heard his kid on the radio today, too. No, I can't reinforce what Bob's saying enough. Is I am really worried, in talking to all my friends in the industry, that a lot of our favorite places aren't going to be around after January. So, and I know and believe me, the other side of this is everybody has limited means right now for whatever reason, loss of jobs, loss of sponsorships, loss of whatever. So I know it's hard to ask people to spend money. It is. But it's no joke. What we sort of know is the face of Bangor or the face of New York City or the face of, it's going to be very different mm-hmm. when we all are able to venture out again. So do what you can, please. Thank you. Going to quick talk about New Zealand today, which is, of course, why I had Shihad, which is New Zealand's preeminent metal band, played as the intro. They're kind of funny because they kind of popped up out of nowhere. They really weren't on the wine scene at all. And one of the chief reasons is they're really hard to get to. They are 3 hours from the nearest landmass, which is Australia, which itself is not really near a lot of other stuff. And so it's certainly a hard export question. And of course, since it's not a huge country, you do need to export a lot for it to be a big thing. But indeed, 2/3 of its wine is now sold abroad, and it is an important international player. The primary varietal is obviously Sauvignon Blanc, which is bizarre because Sauvignon Blanc basically wasn't planted anywhere until 1973 in that country. There was evidence of one solitary planting in 1873. But aside from that, 1973 is the first recorded planting of Sauvignon Blanc, and it's almost sort of a generic product these days. I mean, there's a million and one mass-produced Marlboro Sauvignon Blancs out there, grapefruity, safe. So it's a remarkable thing, and there's some extraordinary wines being grown there as well, of course, or else I really wouldn't be talking about it with any seriousness. But just to me, just as a person in business, that's just remarkable. They, like Australia, have had their wine glut problems, their juice glut problems, because really, from the 1980s to the 2000s, it really, really caught on, like even amongst like hobbyists, to the point where there was, in 2008, a huge, huge crop. So much so, and it basically, you never think of having tons of crop is going to ruin you, but there was so much juice on the market that after that vintage, the amount of growers shrank to half of pre-2008 levels. Half of the people who were like, ooh, now might be a good time to get into wine, were like, wow, I can't sell any of the stuff I made because everybody else had a great year. So it was sort of a blessing and a curse. Obviously, there's grapes beyond Sauvignon Blanc to check out. For anybody who doesn't know, and I'm sure you probably do, New Zealand is two islands, right? A North Island and a South Island. The South Island is dominated by Sauvignon Blanc. That's where Marlboro is specifically. But there's also Pinot Noir, Pinot Gris, Chard. That's where the Central Otago is as well, which is another fairly major wine region. But Sauvignon is about 70% of the planting on that island. The North Island is kind of cool because there's stuff like Syrah showing up and Pinot Gris as well. So you're getting some really interesting, it's still cool climate, but you're getting some interesting grapes that can grow sort of in the medium there. They're obviously not producing like powerhouse Zinfandels and Cabs there. That's never going to be their jam unless we keep warming the earth to that point, but hopefully we don't. But you don't see much of it in Maine yet, but as time goes on, I will look forward to bringing people some of the other exciting stuff that's coming out of New Zealand. With my remaining time, I did want to mention, again, sort of harkening back to some things you guys have been talking about, we are still open. Our doors are still open at Bangor Wine and Cheese. You must wear a mask. That's not just us anymore. That's Governor Mills, so... No apologies anyway, that was the deal before. But what we're concerned about and what I'd like to talk about really quick is that we may indeed have to go to limited number of people in the store at any one time, and we have our signs all ready for that. If that happens, folks, please just go into the courtyard area, the sort of the atrium in between what is a Utopia restaurant, and where you get into Fiddlehead and everything else. And we'll have a little queue out there, socially distanced, that you can wait in the warmth and out of whatever weather may be. I hear there's some stuff on the way. So we totally want to still give you the in-store experience as long as that's responsibly possible. But in case we do need to start limiting who's, you know, how many people are in the store, you may come to the store and find that we're going to ask you to wait outside of the store. But we want you to be inside as long as that's possible, and it is. So just something to be aware of for everybody out there. And, of course, everything else still applies, online store, car hop, curbside, all the stuff. It's what we have to do, and we're happy to do it to keep everybody safe. And, frankly, we are thankful that we have gotten new customers because, as you gentlemen have been pointing out, we're trying to do it right.
Mm-hmm.
People seem to appreciate it. They really do. And it's great. It's great. I feel bad for people who are having really bad experiences as business, you know, shopkeeps and restaurateurs and stuff who have grouchy people. Our people are not grouchy. It's fantastic. I don't know what to say. You know, I have people quitting other businesses because it's too stressful because, you know, customers just won't play by the rules. And it's like, thank you to all of you who are our customers who are.
No question.
It's so awesome.
That's good to hear.
Yeah, it is. I assume I'm out of time, or I can keep rambling, whatever people like.
You got just about 45 seconds left.
45 seconds. All right. Well, we've spoken about New Zealand. I guess I just will use that time to talk about all the stuff we have. We are quickly approaching Christmas, people. And indeed, in order to sort of circumvent some of those crowding issues, we are every day, as I said, getting more and more stuff on our online store, including there's a gift basket option, which is also on CarHop for delivery, which basically says, if you don't want to bother, here's all the price amounts you can do it. I think it starts at $50 and goes up as high as you want. There's a comment section for please include this or don't have this or whatever. So we're going to try to make it as easy for you as possible because I think there's probably going to be a lot of people who are like, I don't feel good about it. So do it that way, please. And we're happy to help you that way.
Awesome. Well, Eric, we thank you as always. Hope your week goes well.
Cheers.
And we'll check in with you again next Tuesday.
Sounds excellent, boys. Be well. Bye-bye.
Give Greta a little rub behind the ears for us there. Message in the Bottle brought to you by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, 86 Hammond Street, downtown Bangor.